radio thing, and I used the app just for more programming, and that was it. So, but no, I'd say it's, I'd say it's just something different out there too, in that, right? I mean, it's just to see exactly, like, the packet, the sending and receiving messages and stuff like that. That's kind of intriguing for me. I want to try all that out.
Just another rabbit hole.
It reminds me of the old way. Well, not dating myself or anything, but the old Nokia phones and that used to want to send like a message, and you had to spell it out by using the keypad. If you want A, and then if you want a B, you push one twice, or C, you push it three times, and that. Oh yeah, I just remember all that.
Yep, T9 worked great. So the full keyboard is nice, but T9 worked, so why not? And once it got smarter, where it was actually doing predictive, it was pretty good overall.
Yep. And I sit back and just kind of thinking back on how much stuff really evolved in that. I remember the one time in that I was sitting at work and my phone goes off, and not a number I actually remembered. It was my oldest child, Brennan and Tanner, were at the telephone museum. And I hear, "Hey, Dad, how you doing? Just letting you know, I'm calling up an antique phone, a rotary phone." I'm like, "It's not that old."
I know, it's not that old. They were around in my childhood. As a matter of fact, some people didn't even have phones in my childhood. And party lines still existed, you know, that type of thing.
Yep, and then they go on from the rotary to the push-button phone. But you watch and see exactly how technology evolves every, like, say, 5 years and that. 5 years, 10 years, you can actually look back and kind of go, "Well, 10 years ago we did it this way over here." But, I mean, even like the size of computers, our cell phones are our computers.
So what do they say? In your back pocket, you have more computing power than was used to launch a man and put him on the moon. And what do we use it for? Cat pictures.
Yeah, cat pictures and YouTube.
Yeah, it's amazing how much computing power you carry in your pocket with you these days. You think about the iWatch or a smartwatch like that, how much computing power it has compared to, you know, Apollo. It's amazing what's there and what it gets used for, what it doesn't get used for.
Oh yeah, yeah. And but as the evolve of every 10 years, if you can go back and look 10 years past and see where we were and see where we are now and that, and see the evolve of what on how we're moving forward. A lot of stuff is good. A lot of stuff you kind of go, "Really? That's really not needed." But yeah, it's just kind of watch the stuff being evolved.
Yep, it's amazing to see. And you know, where are we going to be 10 years from now? Yeah, like if you think back, they were talking about AI being commonplace back in early 2000s. That's when, you know, if you go back to the 70s, they were talking about that by 2000 we'll have flying cars and AI running everything. And now it's like, nope, we're not quite there yet. So it's interesting how some of the thoughts of science fiction versus the reality of science and how things have evolved, and where we've actually gotten to, and what we've already thrown aside.
Oh, exactly. Who would have thought 10 years back, and that I'd begin an argument with Copilot, and that just because it said something or it did something over here that I disagreed with.
Arguing with a machine, man, have times changed.
Did I say that out loud?
You're arguing with a machine, you know, it's like outside voice, inside voice. Which should it be?
Yeah, you ask it a question, and I say I play around Copilot quite a bit in that, but you ask it a question that, and it comes back with an answer, and then I get mad because I didn't like the answer in that. And it's just like going, really? Is this what it really come to?
It's not alcohol-induced arguing with a machine. This is arguing with a machine.
Well, if it was alcohol-induced, then at least I'd have a reason. This is not alcohol-induced.
I know, that's the funny thing, you know. But, it's funny how times have changed. What we do now.
Oh, exactly. So, I don't know. I think the next little while, and I just kind of watch and see where technology is going now. The possibilities are kind of, but at the same time, it is scary. When you take a look at ChatGPT, whatever you want to call it, or even Copilot and that, and seeing exactly what it's able to do in that, I mean, that's kind of a little, it's neat in a lot of ways, but it's also scary there, too.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, what is quite interesting is if you just go online, go on YouTube, and you can find, okay, Back in Black, that album, done in a soul funk style and things like that, and it's like, it's all AI generated. It's quite interesting listening to some of that, and it's like, the problem I keep seeing is copyright and who holds the rights for it. And in the big picture, does this mean musicians are going to stop being paid for their work and for their music? It's a big question. The same thing's going to happen with script writing. And that was the big reason why there was the writer's strike a couple of years ago is, you know, they want to use AI to generate some of the scripts and that. Okay, but that puts all these writers out of work and all these writers, and who's, and if you think about it, AI is basically a big copyright, a way around copyright right now, because where does it get its information from? Where does it come up with the ideas? It's through previous knowledge.
No, that's right. See, this is where there has to be a separation, and that between technology and A, the actual workforce, or what it can do in that, right? There has to be that separation point.
I totally agree with you. Yeah, no, there's definitely got to be something, some sort of a line there, and that's always going to be a big question. Oh, that's not bad. Made it over the Granville Bridge. Now I'm downtown.
I was going to say, where did that time go on that? I'm back at Burnaby again, so I got to go back to work.
I got to go to work. No! Oh, well, it's my Friday. I can't complain. But, it's traffic was actually moving once I got through the tunnel, but the tunnel was just, like I said, 30, 40 clicks trying to get in there. And then finally get in there, then we're up to 80.
Yeah, got some people that do some real phone-in moves. I decided to pass. I'm trying to turn left, and they go around me on the left-hand side, and we've got this gate opened up. Wow. But anyhow, you have a great day, and I will probably hear you on the net there. I got to jump out and go back to work here again there, so I can make it back through before traffic gets really bad.
Yep. So you take it easy, have a great day out there, and we'll catch you on the nest today. 1, 2, 3, maybe?
I will definitely try to be at all three of them. And, I'll try to do that. I got to jump out. So Victor Alpha 7, Lima Catango, this is Victor Alpha 7, Fox Radical Sierra, and then it was 7-3.
You got it. Have a great afternoon, a great day out there, and we'll catch you later on, VH7LET. Be on here for about another 2 minutes and then inside.